This mass is being offered particularly against males cogitationes, against bad and evil thoughts, particularly those which lead to destruction. So we, at this time, there was a lot of destruction that we work in our apostolate against those thoughts, both of harm of others and harm of self, and sometimes the other, which is within oneself. And that's what this is all about. So many things to discuss and to give you today. Rather than review where we've already gone today, you may recall that last time we spoke on Our Lady of Fatima, on the Feast of the Miracle of the Sun. There was the last time we met together on the 13th of October. And we also spoke about how those shepherd children were accosted by the evil one and the tactics of the evil one so that they might be destroyed in our lives, in our ministry, as so many come against us in this apostolate to destroy us, particularly he was the prince of the air. Now, to take that a step further, I should tell you that interesting thing happened is that every time I tried to record, and I record everything, it refused to record the first three times I attempted it, which is why I delayed. I stalled before at the very beginning of the sermon. And then when I turned the phone off, all it recorded was a pop and an out-breath. Kind of interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody didn't want that sermon to be known. It's all right. We'll give it as a conference to thumb our nose at Satan someday. We just got to find an opportunity for when we can give that. Today, we're in the month of November, in the month of the poor souls. And it's important for us to be focused upon that reality as well in the midst of our apostolate right here. Outside the chapel, I have a whole bunch of different ones, different prayers that you can pray at the at the cemeteries when you go every day to gain the indulgences for the poor souls. If your priest is wise, he'll give you that for your penance for the whole of the month to make sure you gain those indulgences for those poor souls in purgatory. One of the sad things that, I really struggle with in this ministry, and I hope this doesn't hurt anybody today when I mention this to you, but the church does not teach that the souls of our aborted little ones go to heaven. That's not the teaching of the church. The teaching of the church is we don't know, right? Because the church only speaks about things that she knows about. And so what we do is we continue to pray, and we say, we can't affirmatively say absolutely, because if that's the case, then why not go through with the act if it means they're going to go to heaven, right? But the reality is we just don't know, and so we pray for them. And so even as we're praying for the poor souls, one intention you can ask Our Lady, if you will, when I go here, apply this to some soul who has been aborted, if that's necessary. And if not, you know where to assign to the one who most needs it. And so to continue within those prayers as we pray for those who've been snuffed out far too soon. Saint Leo, during his lifetime, went through many turmoils. He was terribly assaulted on every side every day. There was so much destruction going on within the church, struggling against so many heresies that were trying to destroy the church. We see that today. There are so many heresies that are trying to destroy the church. Modernism, which is the sum of all heresies, sort of combined together, old things put together in what seemingly are new ways. But there's nothing new under the sun, as Solomon speaks about in the book of Ecclesiastes. Nothing new under the sun. It's all there. All that evil which was there before is just being repackaged, but it's old evil. And so that should give you and I confidence as we go forward. That's all a bunch of old evil. And so the church already knows the answer to the old evil, because she's already combated the old evil so many times before. And so it's for you and I not to think in some way that we have to combat it in a new way. No, just look what the church has always done and combat it the old way. The old way was good enough. The good steward, as our Lord speaks about in the Gospels, he says the good steward goes into a storehouse and pulls out both new wine and old wine. But then again, the one who's had the old wine says, what use have I for the new wine? The old was good enough. But to take out Nova and Vetera, meaning to take out the old which is there and let our Lord inspire you through the work of the Holy Spirit in each of you to phrase it in a new way in which what God is working through you. So you and I don't have to come out there with pamphlets and just sort of memorize the pamphlet and give it out there. And that's not the effective way of being for life. The effective way is learning what is in the pamphlet, internalizing it, and say, Lord God, now I've stored that and hidden those arguments within me. Now use them in the way that this person needs it, and the way that person needs it, and the way this one does. Just as we will hear, I believe it's this weekend, in the sermon for the Novus Ordo, you'll find that our Lord says, when you get drugged before everybody, don't prepare what you have to say ahead of time. The Holy Spirit will speak through you. Your job is that remote preparation, which is intensely being with Christ in the Blessed Sacraments. And that's what we're here to do, to intensely be with Christ in the Blessed Sacraments, and then pray for that moment that the inspiration of the Holy Spirit comes. One of the great prayers that you and I can pray in the moment, it takes nothing to do, obviously, pray the Hail Mary, there's nothing greater than that to call upon Our Lady. But a prayer that I was taught when I was young in my conversion was a prayer of the Holy Spirit, which is very simple. I'm sure many of you know that beautiful aspiration, which is to say, and turn to the Lord through His Mother and say, Come Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. So much is said in that, of beautiful theology and how to go forward. To say a little prayer like that before you engage in theological or philosophical or moral combat with those who are around you. Realize that you don't need to figure it out on your own. Another thing to do is when you're speaking with somebody who's struggling in what's going on, particularly if they're baptized, or you have an intuition that they are so, make an act of faith, an act of hope, and an act of charity. And you can memorize those prayers. They're really great prayers. But you can just, from your own heart, make that act of faith and prayer, and let the Spirit, and let your guardian angel, finish the more proper prayer for you on your behalf. He knows all those things. He knows all those things for you. You don't have to have everything figured out. But to say, the end of the prayer is really easy to memorize. It's, in this faith I stand firm to live and to die. In this hope I stand firm to live and to die. in this charity or this love, I stand firm to live and to die. And by evoking the graces of their baptism, which faith, hope, and charity are planted within that soul from the moment of baptism, you already open them up to be ready for the work of the Holy Spirit within their lives. You know, do the prayer work, even under your breath. That's a great reason why the Lord sent out the 72 disciples two by two, so that one would be able to pray while the other one would speak. And then when the other one would go silent, the other one could begin to pray. At the same time, so that they would be supported in all those ways. And so that's why we should all take that in within our own apostolate as well, to go out not alone, but two by two. Saint Leo the Great did that as well. He sent out legates ahead to the council, and during his time, as I foreshadowed, or I gave a presentiment there before, that he was going through difficult times with the heresies. Well, that great Arian heresy was raging all across the world at the time, and it was a council that was convoked without the guidance of the Pope, because they didn't want the Pope to speak there, because they knew they were going to shut down the heresy. So they evoked the robber council, driving out those good people. A group of roving Arian monks went around, these strong, violent men, who've been out in the desert doing all sorts of crazy stuff, and so they know what it's like to do violence to themselves. Well, they turned it out on others and violently destroyed all those who were there. It was called the robber council because of that. And so thereafterwards, the Pope's legates arrived a bit later in a more safe location, and then delivered the tome of St. Leo, where he crushed that heresy definitively. And so the good Orthodox bishops declared in that, particularly St. Athanasius, saying, Peter has spoken in Leo. Peter has spoken in Leo. St. Peter, the Pope, the first Pope, the one rock, has spoken through Peter, more firmly solidifying for you and I today of the infallibility of God working through the Pope in very, very narrow situations. And so we pray that Leo would again speak through our holy fathers during this time to crush heresies, as well that seek to destroy the good work that God has set before us. There was something else that I had to share with you, but I guess it's not important because this is where we've gone. That being said, to pray for the poor souls. Pray for the poor souls. There's nothing greater that the church asks of you to do during this month than to every day go to a cemetery. And in truth, you and I are at a cemetery right now. And so this is a good place to pray. Good place to pray, because a cemetery is that place where the bodies are, the bodies of those who have passed are. And that's what's going on right next to us. And so when we're here, you can pray for the poor souls. You can pray for the poor souls, and just by making that intention right now. And so whatever the intentions that the Lord has put upon your heart, the struggles that you're going through, the hardships that you're facing, those who are in dire straits, dealing with these malas cogitationes, these evil thoughts that are attacking and destroying, that's what this Mass is being offered for, those intentions. Well, whatever evil is attacking the world, the flesh, and the devil here, within your own lives, with your families, and particularly within those beautiful, God-blessed mothers who are struggling just next door, pray for them. And even so, should the terrible things go on, as sadly they do, then we clean up where the difficulty has been sent, by praying for those souls which God created to be with Him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.